Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Gentlemen, here we are again, another podcast episode. We are so glad you have chosen to tune in to the Life of a Gentleman for another week. Before we get started with the show, we always like to remember to invite you guys to download a free copy of the ebook or the audiobook, The Life of a Gentleman. You can do that by going to thelifeofagent.com. Right on the homepage, you can download your free copy of this book. That is our gift to you for taking the time out of your schedule, which we know is hectic and busy, and taking the time to listen to our show. What we are trying to do is help guys improve their style, improve their mindset, and also be exposed to some of the greatest brands from around the world. Sometimes there's something great out there that you haven't experienced yet, and so this show provides a platform for you to be able to check out some new brands. So today we're going to do just that. We are going to be visiting with somebody who had the courage to start their own brand and start a watch company at that. We know it's difficult to get a new brand off the ground, but this gentleman has done such a wonderful job of producing beautiful timepieces and amazing quality. There's definitely something for everybody on this episode and this interview. You are going to enjoy the interview with Benson Watches. Also, we talk with Dennis Stiles. He joins us once again, and we discuss aging gracefully and aging with style. Sometimes when guys reach the 40-year-old plateau, or maybe 50, they feel like it's time to turn down the style and they can't step out and make people turn heads. But that is not true. No matter what age you are, if you're a gentleman and you put your best foot forward, people are going to take notice. So we're going to talk about some ways in which you can age with style and also be able to keep your confidence level up as you get a little bit into your older years. So if you're interested in that, and if you're a fan of fashion and learning about style and new brands, you're in the right place. Let's get the show started right now.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hello, gentlemen, and welcome back to the interview segment of the show. It's a part of the show that I think everybody's grown to love, because what we like to do is introduce new brands for you guys to discover and check out. And today we have a special guest joining us on the show, Mr. Marcel Benson, and he is going to tell us about his watch company. I am going to just introduce him now and let him tell us everything about it, and you guys are going to be blown away by the quality of these watches. Marcel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Richard, thanks for having me, man.
Definitely glad we could connect and have you come on. And you know, I alluded to the fact that you started a watch company, and when you first just say that, there's a little bit of shock, because a watch is such an intricate product, and I know it had to take some time for you to develop this idea to craft these timepieces. That's really what they are. It's more than a watch. When you go on your website, people are going to see that. So how did you come up with this idea, and when did this idea come into your head to go ahead and move forward with this challenging plan of developing a watch company?
You're absolutely right. You know, it can definitely be challenging at times, especially in the startup phase. You know, doing the research to put together a timepiece that people would want to spend their money on. I started the company about 3 years ago, a little less than 3 years ago. You know, I had no idea exactly how I was going to get started. I was actually fresh out of college, but I had this affinity for watches, and I knew I wanted to get started. So I remember I was sitting at my apartment at my dining room table, just, you know, with some friends, you know, having a few drinks. I said, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and start a watch company. We would always have conversations about how we wanted to be our own boss, and we wanted to, you know, acquire all this wealth when nobody really had a plan of how they were going to get there. And it just kind of came out of the blue. And, at first, you say something, you say that you want to do something, but the action doesn't always follow, it doesn't always follow immediately. So I sat on the idea for, a little less than a year. I remember I was in a store looking at some timepieces, and I just remember being, completely bored, with what I saw. And I was just like, I think that I could come up with something that people would love, something that's simple, but it would have to be something that was more than just about the watch. I wanted to make it about the people. So I came up with the slogan that times you can spend doing what you love. And this was simply, at that time, it was my way of reminding myself why I wanted to get started. So I wanted to use the timepieces to encourage other aspiring entrepreneurs, other aspiring business owners, to take that leap, because time is the only thing that we can't get back. So these watches are metaphoric in that sense. I went to Kickstarter to raise the money. Like I said, I had $0. But one thing I did have was great relationships. I had I had a great reputation with people that I'd encountered, over my lifetime, friends, family, teachers. You'd be surprised how many people actually want to see you succeed. So I started reaching out to people in personal emails, just reconnecting with them, like, hey, I have this, this watch company I've been thinking about starting. Anybody who would be interested? And by doing that, it got them interested, because they were like, yeah, I know somebody, and I'm interested myself. So I was like, is it okay if I add you to a list and update you when I'm ready to actually launch? And I got a ton of yeses. So by the time that the Kickstarter was actually active, it took me not long to raise over $10,000. $10,000 was actually the goal, and I actually wound up raising $12,000 to get that initial inventory. And from there, we've just been consistently reinvesting and growing. And we've added about four stores that we're in now. We're on pace to reach 10 before the end of the year. Things are going really well. The biggest part of the company, what really drives me and my team, is encouraging people to get started. So, of course, we make a sale, we introduce somebody to the brand, we see their face light up when they receive their watch. All those things are amazing things. But when I hear somebody say, because of you, I decided to go ahead and start my company, I think that gives me the most, the most reward.
I definitely could see that. On this show, we talk a lot about business and entrepreneurship, and the fact that you're encouraging other people to go after their dream is really admirable. I think a lot of people get scared to go after their dreams, or they procrastinate. What advice would you give to somebody who has an idea for a brand and they're not quite sure what they should do, what the next move should be? I know a lot of times we say, just get out there and go for it, but what's some practical advice they could put into play?
Really just understanding, how motivation works. So sometimes, even with our company, people may see us and then they get excited for a moment, but they don't realize that it's only a moment, right? So I'm here to help people get started, but it's daily action, that motivates you to do the next action. So that's why it's, as you progress in your business, your goals and your dreams seem to get bigger, because you're energized by those actions. So you're not just taking arbitrary actions. You need to definitely understand, your industry, understand what's missing from your industry, understand what sort of problem that you can solve, and have daily action plan toward solving that for your customer. So for us, it's very important that I'm connecting with people all the time, like highlighting the stories of other individuals that are doing extremely well. We actually just recently released a series called Times You Can Spend Doing What You Love, where we go and we find some of the most remarkable people of our community and just highlight their stories. Of course, they're wearing the watch. We get some shots of the watch, but it's really just them explaining the difficulties and some of the obstacles that they face, and just giving some pretty practical advice as well. But if I would have to sum up the answer, it would be just simply getting organized, understanding the industry that you're embarking on, and taking action daily.
Yeah, that's great advice. No days off when you're trying to pursue your dream is something that definitely can help propel them to success. As you were talking, I want to go backwards just a little bit, because you mentioned something at the outset about being in a jewelry store or a watch store and becoming bored with what was out there. And so It seems like you're setting out to change the game, as it were, with your watch. So how does your watch stand out? What makes it different? And kind of whet our appetite before we get the website.
Yeah, well, firstly, you know, there are a ton of watch companies out there, right? You know, a lot of times we buy into, you know, brand and story, which is very important. But sometimes we often get away from the actual quality and functionality of the actual product. With a lot of the watches that I was seeing, you know, in my price points, you know, they were just, you know, pretty simple watches, and not simple intentionally to have that minimalistic design, but they just seem like they lack creativity or lack style. So what I started doing was, because I've always been a fan of higher end watches, I started thinking like maybe there's some way to kind of, you know, bring some of those aesthetics, some of that functionality, you know, to a piece that's, you know, that's affordable to the common person. You know, I just started focusing on the details of the watch. So when we talk about our Phoenix collection, each of these, you know, use not the traditional white or black background. It's a vibrant color. Like we have green, we have blue with a rose gold. The entire dial is handmade, the handmade enamel dial, and we have our signature second tickers on the watch. Also, on the reverse of the watch, there's like a blue suede or a green suede or whatever color the face is. There's a suede on the inside to prevent excessive sweating. And then there's a deployment clasp on each of the watches to prevent the watch from, you know, falling off of your wrist if you bump into a wall or you're at a party and, you know, you bump into someone. So focusing on the details of, you know, style and functionality, and just, you know, just going the extra mile to make sure that, you know, a person that has $200 to shop with is still getting that full experience.
I definitely like some of those features that you mentioned. I've never actually seen a watch that has the suede on the inside. And that is an area of concern sometimes when you're wearing a watch, that rubbing, especially on a hot day, it starts to get irritating. So you've kind of eliminated that. So being innovative, that's really a feather in your cap, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, also, you mentioned some of the pieces were handmade. So I take it you put a lot of attention to detail into the craftsmanship as well as the appearance of the watch.
Yes. You know, like I said, I was a fan of higher-end watches like Patek, you know, Balmy Mercier, you know, Tag, Rolex, even something as low as Movado on the, you know, when you're looking at high-end Swiss watches. But what I loved about them was just like the craftsmanship, the minimalistic design that was intentional. You know, the details were phenomenal. So just kind of borrowing from some of the, not the designs, but just kind of borrowing some of that, using that as inspiration to kind of design, you know, some of my pieces.
Yeah, that's really amazing that you're able to do that. And it's a great idea. Now, I think you mentioned the price point around $200. That's actually very affordable for a good quality watch. And that's something that every gentleman definitely wants. Do you guys have plans to expand the line? Or also with your line, are there more casual watches and then some more dressy watches that you guys offer?
There, we have so much in the works. You know, we're working with a few stores. I won't mention their names right now that will be carrying certain designs exclusively. So you know, you'll start to see on their website and in their stores, you know, we have more casual looks. We're also coming out with a higher end line that will, you know, have all the mechanics of, you know, some of your favorite high end Swiss companies. The price points will be a little higher. They won't be as low as $250, $270 or anything like that. They'll definitely be in the thousands. But even with them being in the thousands, the quality would be compared to, you know, like a $20,000-$30,000 watch. So, you know, we're always going to maintain, you know, being that affordable luxury brand. But there are just certain things that you can't you know, really cheat or shortcut. And like, you know, certain movements, you know, can cost up to $1,000 or more, and that's before you even get to making the watch. So, you know, we do a lot of traveling and negotiating to ensure that we are getting the best pricing so that we can always offer, you know, our pieces at the most affordable rate for their quality. There's a ton on the horizon as far as new designs and even digging a little deeper into our women's line.
Oh, nice. That's nice as well. You know, it's always nice to have a little bit of everything for everyone. People who are maybe just getting out of college can get the entry-level watch, and then as they advance in their career, they can kind of grow with your brand and get that the higher end. So
you got it.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, it makes perfect sense, and I like the fact that you named the company Benson Watch, too. It has a strong name, and I believe that's your family name as well, right?
Yes, that is my family name. It's actually, glad you brought that up. It's a funny story. When I decided to start the company, I was, you know, plowing through different things that I could call the watch company. You don't even want to hear some of the names that I came up with. They were awful. Whenever I'm doing an interview or, you know, if I'm doing anything publicly, I always make sure that I let people know that even though it's my name, I actually didn't even come up with the name. It was my roommate. I had a notebook. I'm sitting here writing all these. I'm like, oh, which one do you think is the best? And he's like, none of them.
Okay.
So, yeah. After a few pages, he was just like, why don't you just name it after your last name? He's like, Benson sounds like a watch. And I sat back in my chair and I was just like, that's going to be the name of the company.
It was there the whole time.
It was there. and exactly. And that's what solidified it for me. Like, it confirmed that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Because when I said it, I kept saying it over and over, Benson Watch, Benson Watch, Benson Watches, Benson Watch Company. I'm just like, man, like, it's been here the entire time. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. From there, it's been history.
I love that story. That's a good story. It's funny how you can come up with those things, you know, and sometimes we overthink things, but that it's a perfect name. And guys that are listening, you have to get on their website. So, Marcel, can you just tell us the website name? And then also, before we close out, let us know your social media, because people love to get on their phones and follow you and connect with you that way, too.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody out there, gents, ladies, if you're listening, the website is BensonWatch.com. That's BENSON Watch.com. Our social media is at Benson Watch. That's Instagram, at Benson Watch Twitter, and at Benson Watch Company for Facebook.
Man, we appreciate you sharing that with us. Everyone, go follow them. Get on the website. Check out the wide range of watches that they have. I have my eye on the Phoenix collection, the one with the green face. Oh, that's perfect. That's right up my alley. So, guys, if you want something unique, something different, Marcel Benson has you covered, Benson Watch Company. Marcel, anything else you want to share with us before we close out?
Yes. I definitely want to, you know, give the listeners, you know, everybody who stayed on this long, the opportunity to purchase their watches. I'm just going to make it a little easier for people. Now, typically, people may offer 10% off, 15% off on a podcast or show. But I'm giving you guys out there 50% off your first watch.
So wait a minute. Marcel, let me stop you. Did you just say 50%?
That's right. That's half. 50% off.
Oh, man.
50% off. So with our most affordable watch, that could take it down to, I think, under $90.
Oh, man. Cue the dance music.
it's unbeatable, you know, and I definitely don't typically do do discounts this week, but I definitely want to offer you guys. I think this is an amazing platform, and I'm pretty sure, you know, the listeners are just as great as the guy that hosts this podcast. So I want to give you guys the opportunity, you know, to purchase your watch at an affordable price. So all you have to do is type in the code GENT, G-E-N-T, and watch the savings appear.
Wow, we cannot thank you enough. I mean, just want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show, but to be so generous as to give the listeners a 50% off coupon. Guys, use that code GENT, G-E-N-T, 50% off Benson Watch. Marcel, it's been an absolute pleasure having you come on, hearing your story, and learning more about your watch company. We cannot wait to see what you have in store in the future. And we will be taking this ride with you. And as we always say on The Life of a Gentleman, we're in this journey together. So we look forward to connecting with you down the road.
Absolutely, Richard. Thanks a lot for having me.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Hey guys, today we're going to definitely be diving into a topic that I think everybody is going to be interested in at some point in their life. And if it hasn't happened for you yet, trust me, it will. And that's when you start to age. But before we get into that, let's bring in our style expert here, Dennis Styles. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, how are you, man? I love this topic. It's something that everyone needs to hear. It's very important.
Yeah, definitely. You know, something that when you're in your 20s, you don't think about aging with grace and style. You know, you think you're going to be young forever. Then one day you wake up and look in the mirror and you start to see a little bit of gray around the edges. So does that mean that's it for you? The style stops? It's time to break out the sweatpants?
No, not yet, man. That's what we're going to emphasize right now. The do's and don'ts. Now, to most, fashion is like a means to stay relevant. Kind of like in the same way, you know, like art, films, and books. It's timeless. It's never going to go away. It's like reading, looking at art. It's just going to be something that you're going to love. Now, the key here is that fashion, in my opinion on fashion and age and appropriate clothes or styles, is simple. There's none. What I mean by that is, if you wear a suit in your 20s compared to when you wear a suit 30s and 40s, it's going to be the same thing. The only thing that's going to change is you're getting older, but you're still the same gentleman. That's why when kids have a lot hard time, you know, when they get their first job, they have a hard time of, oh my God, what store do I go to get a suit? How do you wear a suit? What kind of shirt should I buy? Should I match my tie with my pocket square? They have no idea. So that's why it's very important to start young and keep that process going all the way down to your grandpa, pretty much.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it is an evolution. You know, when you start off, you don't really know the do's and the don'ts. But as you take this style journey, you learn more. And sometimes people think that they get to a point where they can't be stylish anymore, but I gotta disagree with them. Now, maybe you could give some examples of people that we all know that are quote-unquote famous that have good style and that we can kind of emulate.
Let's say, you know, older guy, gray-haired guy, he's walking down the street, he's got, you know, bootcut jeans and a t-shirt and a fleece sweater and maybe some boots. If I was to take that guy, that same gentleman, and put him in a well-fitting suit, you would think he's like Richard Gere or George Clooney. So what I'm trying to say, guys, is that the older you get, stay fashionable, stay clean, you know, make sure you take care of yourself. Because it doesn't matter how old you are. Even if you have gray hair, if you don't have hair, the clothes stand out on its own. It's the way you carry yourself. So gray hair is cool. I want gray hair because I'm going to be stylish when I get old. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I like the picture that you painted. That really helps us to think about, you know, there's two ways to age, you know, gracefully with style or, you know, kind of going downhill like you're being put out to pasture. We've all seen those guys, you know, with the dad jeans on and the indiscriminate sneakers and the fleece pullover. They might have a team logo on their chest. And
sounds like Michigan.
Yeah, you see a lot of that when you're walking around the state of Michigan. But sadly, when you see that, you know, what happens? Your mind already starts to paint a picture of that guy. You think, you know, just some average Joe living for the weekend, you know, happy to watch a little college football.
Maybe go home and have some cute canned beers.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the same guy, like you said, in a suit or in a nice pair of slacks and sports coat, all of a sudden you perceive him a whole lot differently. You think he must be successful. He's an older man, he's got himself together, he's clean, presentable. You think he's got a little bit of money in his pocket. He's walking with good posture, and that's a whole nother subject. But the thing is, studies have shown when you dress well, your confidence level goes up. So even that you're older, you don't hang your head and feel like I'm this over-the-hill guy. You feel more confident, exactly. Ready to tackle the world.
And then that gray hair, you know, all of a sudden looks like something attractive. You know what I mean? But it wouldn't if the guy
you know, like the way we painted the picture of him in his fleece and badging.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So why don't we run down a couple tips that we can do? Guys that are getting a little bit up in age, a lot of times we help out the younger guys that are just starting their style journey, but how about us middle-aged guys and those that are even in their 50s and 60s? What are some things they can do to stay relevant and still be able to get out there and attract some attention that maybe they're trying to get? Who knows? Maybe they're a divorcee or maybe they're a widower and they want to get back out there in the game. And man, you are not going to attract anything with some dad jeans on and an oversized sweatshirt. It's not going to work. So what's the first tip you'd give?
Number one thing you have to do is you have to reinvent yourself. What I mean by that is you're no longer that kid, you know, that once if you got married or when you were younger, no more skinny jeans. Obviously, we can't do that at a certain age. But what you do is you replace that with straight fit, slim fit. You know, slim fit is not the same as skinny jeans. It's kind of like an upgrade to, you know, once you get older, you're not going to be wearing skinny jeans, riding a skateboard. So that's the number one thing you have to do is reinvent yourself. And that's the fun process, guys, because that allows you to be somebody different again, somebody that you want to be. Pretty much reinvent yourself as far as, like, the pants you buy. When you go shopping, make sure these pieces are relevant and stuff for the season that you're going to pretty much wear right away. And those staple pieces are going to stay with you as you get older. That's the key. When you waste your money on stuff that's, you know, kids are wearing now, it's not going to be any good 5 years, 3 years from now when you keep getting older.
I like that tip a lot. Like you said, this is about dressing your age. So the skinny jeans, you're right. That will look weird on a middle-aged guy. Our bodies really aren't even built to have the skinny jeans on. And it's just going to look like you're trying to be young, which brings me to my point, is you don't want to go too young. You want to look nice. You want to look like a fashionable guy, but you don't want to be going too trendy, if you follow what I'm saying. So there's some looks that are kind of geared for people in their 20s, in their 30s. And as you age, you might want to have a more classic look that's suitable for a quote-unquote gentleman. Things to stay away from. Going too young, I would add into that list team jerseys for a casual setting. Even if you're going to be attending a game, that team jersey does not look cool when you're out of shape, you're not having an athletic build anymore, and you kind of have a little front porch going on with the belly. That jersey, man, it looks sloppy. So stay away from the team jerseys and also baseball caps with team logos or anything else like that. It also, those are for kids. You can't really pull that off once you hit middle age. It just looks like you're trying too hard to be young.
Yeah, enjoy the process, you know, it's a beautiful thing. What I would do is, if you do want to wear sweaters, let's start doing some crew neck cable sweaters. Simplified things. Just put a dress shirt underneath or a V-neck sweater if you wanted to wear a tie. And just go basic with jeans. Dark jeans. That's it. No ripped jeans. You know, wearing our 50s, wearing our 60s, 40s. So you could wear ripped jeans, I guess, but keep it limited.
Yeah, that's perfect. My next tip would also be with the grooming and certain styles of haircuts and the way you groom your beard, things like that. You got to be careful too once you hit that middle age and beyond. You can't pull off some of these new hairstyles. Maybe your hairline is receding or thinning, but even if it's not, even if you're blessed with a full head of hair, there's some styles that are best left to the young people. Even how you groom up your beard, if you choose to have a beard, it needs to be done in a classy way. You don't want to get too cute or unique with these designs anymore. And it's definitely time to let go of putting any kind of lines or designs into your hair, especially after 40. It just looks like you're trying too hard. And when you do that, you're not going to get the attention you want. You're going to get attention, but it's going to be people that are laughing at you and not complimenting you.
Yeah, I mean, we're not telling you that you cannot get a fade anymore. Just get a side part cut, just a little bit of fade on the side, maybe a 1.5. He's clean, you know what I mean? And it's ageless, timeless, where you're able to transition any decade.
That's perfect. I think the key word that keeps coming back up is ageless and timeless. When you talk about fashion, there are certain things that you can add to your wardrobe that are never going to go out of style. So, Dennis, why don't you let us know a couple of the items that you might want to have in your arsenal if you are at that middle age to ensure that you will be stylish.
Dark wash jeans, chinos, cable sweaters, merino sweaters, and sports coat.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think people get the general idea. And then, you know, for shirts, of course, just button up Oxford shirt. You can get them in white, blue, off-white, cream, things like that. Basic colors. No need to get too funky with it. The thing about it is you want this wardrobe to last you, you know, through those years. And if you're trying to be trendy and chasing after these trends, it doesn't make any sense to really be doing that in your 40s. When you're at that age, you should have the means to purchase quality, which we all want to do anyway, but especially at that age, you want to be making sure you're doing quality over quantity. And when you do that, those items are really going to last you with care at least 20 years. So that's going to take you, you know, all the way up until, like you said, to the grandpa years. And we all want to be that stylish grandpa. We don't want to be the grandpa that's kind of pushed in the corner and everybody's talking about and wiping our mouth, wiping the crumbs off. We want to still be real stylish, don't we?
Yeah, of course. Remember, guys, we're not telling you to give up being a trendsetter and be fashion forward, because you can still wear your suspenders and your bow ties and your tie. You're just doing it in a modern, classy gentleman older way. I can't wait to get my gray hairs, Rich.
I've already got some, so I beat you there. I can share.
But, hey, man, listen, if I get to be like Clooney, why not, man?
Yeah, now that's something to think about, you know. I don't think anybody looks at him and thinks grandpa. So all of us...
Hey, by the way, he just had twins, I think, so look at that.
Anything is possible.
All right, man.
Yeah, good discussion. We'll talk to you next time. Well, gentlemen, that will do it for this edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. We are so glad that you tuned in and hope you enjoyed the information that you heard here today. We want to send a very special thank you to you, the listener, first and foremost, for tuning in, because without you, there would be no show. You know, this show is really starting to grow and the audience is growing each week. We are getting people tuning in from just about every continent at this point, and so we are definitely excited about what the future has in store. We also want to give a special thank you to Marcel from the Benson Watch Company, and also to Dennis Stiles for joining us on today's episode. We hope that you have truly enjoyed it, and we invite you back for another episode next week. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have a new episode where we'll be talking with another new brand and also discussing all things gentlemen. Like we've been saying, we want to make this the number one source for gentlemen's news and where you can learn about some of the hottest brands in the country and across the globe. So also, we want to send a thank you to our producer, Deandra Marie. She does a great job with all the behind the scenes work. Before we go, also, let me remind you about the 50% off discount for Benson Watches. You have got to get on their website with 50% off discount using the code GENT, G-E-N-T. There is definitely a new watch in your near future. Thank you, Marcel, for that extra generous offer. And guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.